10. Magnets. A magnet is a piece of iron or steel. It pulls other pieces of iron to itself. Some children play games with magnets. They can find lost bits of iron on the floor with small magnets. We can also make magnets with electric currents. We take a long piece of copper wire and we need a straight piece of iron. The wire is covered with insulation of some kind. We do not want it to touch the iron. If it did that, the electric current would also reach the iron. We wind the wire round the iron rod. We must put a large number of turns round the rod. One or two are not enough. We will put 500 or 1,000. Then we must get a battery which will give us an electric current. We join the two ends of the wire to the battery. Then a current flows through the wire round the rod. The rod is now a magnet. An electric bell is made like this. The magnet pulls a piece of iron which hits the bell, but this piece of iron stops the current when it moves. It is like a switch. A spring then pushes it back to its old place. So the current immediately flows again, and the magnet pulls it again. This again stops the current, and it flies back. This piece of metal hits the bell every time. We call a magnet of this kind an electromagnet. It is only a magnet while a current is flowing. This is very useful to us. Sometimes a lot of old iron is lying on the ground. Perhaps there are thousands of small pieces. We can use a crane to lift them. Usually the crane has a hook at the end of its thick steel wire. A hook can easily hold one big thing. But how can we fix thousands of bits of iron to a hook? If we did that, it would take a very long time. We can do better than that. We can hang an electromagnet on the hook. We need something which can give us a current. A battery can be used. The wires lead from the electromagnet to the battery. We need a switch also. The hook is placed above the bits of iron. The crane lets it go slowly down to them. Then the switch is moved and the current flows to the electromagnet. It picks up hundreds of bits of iron immediately. The hook rises and pulls the electromagnet up. The crane turns. Perhaps a lorry is going to carry the iron away. The crane lets the electromagnet go down into the lorry. As soon as it reaches the lorry, the current is stopped. There is no magnet now, and all the bits of iron fall into the lorry. In a minute or two, the crane is picking up a lot more of the iron. All the work is done quickly and easily.